Welcome to Swiss Info, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Jessica Dacey. This week on the programme, a world first in brain surgery, a first place in the Tour de Suisse, and a pop icon is remembered. And this.
So can you tell me a little bit about the mountain bike scene here in Davos?
We'll talk pedal power later, but first the week's main news. Not many patients can imagine having a glass of champagne with their surgeons straight after brain surgery, but that is exactly what is happening at a Zurich hospital. Swiss doctors have carried out the world's first non-invasive brain surgery using high-intensity ultrasound. 10 patients were treated at University Children's Hospital Zurich over the past 9 months as part of a clinical study, the results of which were published this week. All operations were completed successfully and without complications. The doctors in charge say it opens up new horizons for neurosurgery. Ernst Martin, director of the hospital's Magnetic Resonance Center, explains.
In our situation now, the real breakthrough is the transcranial. That is that we can go through the intact skull within the brain. And so we minimize the risk of bleeding or avoid the risk of bleeding. We do not harm anything on the brain. There is no intervention on the brain other than on the focal spot. We have no risk of infection.
The whole procedure lasts several hours and the patient is awake and fully conscious throughout. More battle lines were drawn in the fight for and against banking secrecy this week. On June 22nd, Patrick Odier, the new chairman of the Swiss Bankers Association, vowed to preserve banking secrecy and stamp out misconduct in the embattled sector. Switzerland is engaged in an ongoing battle to defend the traditional privacy of banking clients from several countries, including Germany, France, and the United States. Odier presented a strategy to restore confidence in the Swiss banking system for when he takes over the job on September 17th. Banking secrecy still has many supporters, he says.
The recent crisis, economic financial crisis, has shown that the clientele, the investors worldwide, are still very interested in finding in Switzerland the typical traditional advantages of discretion, preserving privacy, also professionalism, because if you look at it, frankly, from an overall point of view, Switzerland has, through its vast majority of financial institutions, gone through the storm much better than perhaps most of the other financial places.
It was a momentous week for Fabian Cancellara, the Swiss Olympic time trial cycling champion. On June 21st, Cancellara became the first Swiss to win the Tour de Suisse since 2002. He did the 39-kilometer time trial on the final leg of the race in 46 minutes and 1 second, just a minute and a half ahead of Germany's Toni Martin. The 9-day race, covering nearly 1,400 kilometers, is considered a warm-up for the Tour de France, which starts July 4th. The sudden death of Michael Jackson on June 25th sent shockwaves to fans around the globe. Jackson came to Switzerland several times in his lifetime, first playing in Geneva in 1979 as part of the Jackson 5. His first solo world tour made a stop in Basel and Lausanne in 1988. 50,000 fans attended the sold-out concert in Basel's St. Jakob Stadium. Elizabeth Taylor and Bob Dylan were among those watching. He holidayed at Taylor's chalet in the alpine resort of Gstaad and spent 2 weeks in Montreux in 1997 working on the album Blood on the Dance Floor. At one point, he was even said to be viewing potential homes, including a small castle near Geneva. Thomas Zahner, co-founder of the Swiss Michael Jackson fan club, paid tribute to the star.
Ja, das kann man sicher gleich messen.
Yes, you can compare it to the death of Elvis or Marilyn Monroe. He's a legend. He moved the masses. He put smiles on people's faces when he was on stage. He brought joy to people. He shook up the music industry. He never had a childhood, was always in show business. He's a phenomenon.
And staying with music.
It seems as though everything has grown during the night. she to grab my hand when I wanna get up, pull me back to the warmth of your arms. Life is on our side.
That was Serenity by Lunik. Lunik are a Bern-based band whose albums have gone multi-platinum in Switzerland. We'll hear more from them later in our regular Swiss music slot. Now it's time for Out and About, where roving SwissInfo.ch journalists report from the far corners of Switzerland. The Alps in the summer are a magnet for hikers and fans of outdoor sports. Justin Henny went off-road in Davos to try out his mountain biking legs.
So where are we heading here?
In a vexing bit of irony, Europe's highest city, its mountain air a century ago purported as an elixir to all sorts of sicknesses, has left me miserably out of breath.
So can you tell me a little bit about the mountain bike scene here in Davos?
Davos is two train rides and around as many hours from Zurich, Switzerland's largest city. The provisions I've packed include a camera, a microphone, bike helmet, and some really, really, really tight pants. My first stop is Ivan's Velosport, a local shop that's reopened as a concept store for Specialized, an American bicycle manufacturer.
Store shop in the end of 2008. I look with Specialized.
After taking into account my height and weight, I'm outfitted with a dual suspension bike called the Stump Jumper. It's worth noting that it costs about twice as much as my first car. The bike's pretty easy to get used to, and it takes me to my rendezvous with a man named Silvio Kohler, the head of the local bike club. We've agreed to take in the scenery together, and it's the first ride of the year for both of us.
Usually, for most people, Davos is here because of the sport.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice area for mountain biking.
One of the nice things about Davos is this. Even though the bicycling is more difficult for some than others, that's me, everybody gets the same share of the beautiful scenery.
Hey, can you tell me where exactly we're going? So we started in Davos. Yeah.
It's a gradual uphill, and the corresponding gradual increase in the burning of my legs reminds me that maybe I should have kept in better shape during the winter. In a sense, it's still winter. The snowbanks to my left and right are still quite high for this time of year, but I'm in a short-sleeved shirt and broke a sweat a long time ago.
You said this was your first time out in the season so far?
Yes.
On mountain bike?
On bike, yes, yeah.
After a lot of huffing and puffing, admittedly all on my part, we arrive at a small restaurant in the Sertik Valley. The scene here is so typically Swiss. We're sitting at a cafe surrounded by mountains, snow, and of course, other people who have come to enjoy the same scenery. Meters away is a horse and wagon. There's carefree banter, and we enjoy a small meal. Silvio has hot chocolate and cake, and I enjoy some fresh local cheese, tomatoes, and some bread. It's what will turn out to be the day's second best reward. We finish, pay up, and it's becoming apparent that the early stages of evening are setting in. The breeze has become cooler and the sun less bright. It's a good thing that it's pretty much all downhill from here on. It'll be a little more difficult to hold a microphone on the way home, and certainly the wind noise will be much louder. And I get to thinking what's made this little trip so unique.
You can go a single trail biking before there's snow. The
truth is, perhaps it's not all that unique. Around Switzerland in summer and winter, it's not uncommon to see people of all ages pack up their things and head out for a day, an afternoon or a weekend somewhere, enjoying the natural beauty that surrounds them. As it turns out, I could have gone to dozens or hundreds of other valleys. So maybe that's the fun about this trip and about Switzerland in general. You go to Davos one weekend, it takes your breath away. The next weekend, somewhere else, with the same effect. The next weekend, somewhere else, and the next weekend, somewhere else. New destinations, new adventures, the same sense of wonder. Hopefully by the end of the summer, though, I'll be in better shape.
Justin Henny reporting from Davos. And now back to this week's featured Swiss artist. Lunik have been making music in Switzerland since 1998, and today are one of the biggest selling Swiss English language bands. We caught up with frontwoman Yael in between rehearsals at the band's studio, a former nuclear bunker in Bern.
Hello, yeah, welcome.
Hi.
Lunik are releasing a single, Do You Love Me, in the UK next month. We'll hear that in a moment. But first of all, why England? Why are you releasing there?
Well, for us, of course, it's quite a big deal to have a CD released in England now, because as Switzerland is a very small market and England is like one of the kind of the most important ones when it comes to pop music, so it's a really big step for us, and we're looking forward to it a lot.
And do you think it's hard for bands to break out of the Swiss music scene into other markets?
It's actually quite hard. Yeah, I've been trying for 10 years, so I know. But it's I don't know exactly why. I guess probably people think of Switzerland as more the cheese and chocolate country,
yes.
And not exactly the pop music country. And of course, it's very small, so not a lot of people outside know that there are actually also very good bands in Switzerland, coming from Switzerland. So we try to change that view.
Yeah. And why do you write in English?
When I started to listen to music, I listened to a lot of English music. I kind of learned the language while listening to music. And so for me, it was always when I started to sing and started to hum melodies, it came all naturally that I started to write poems and lyrics for songs in English. And it had to be for me like that. I never felt like singing in German or Swiss German, so it came all naturally.
Okay, well, thanks and good luck with the single. More of Lunik's music can be heard at swissmusic.swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. Go to swissinfo.ch to learn more about these stories or to download this program as a podcast. Tune in again next week. I'm Jessica Dacey. Yeah, you're changing, like a wet dog.